Hi, you're listening to the Raise the Vibe with Liz podcast. I'm your host, Liz Peterson. I interview today's inspirational speakers and healers. Thank you for listening to the show. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Raise the Vibe with Liz. I'm your host, Liz Peterson, and today I have Mary McMonagle joining me today. So a little bit about Mary before we get started. Mary is your healing hype girl, guiding you to live a purposeful life through her spiritual lifestyle brand, True Vibe. She is a Reiki master, teaching students to heal, transform, and understand their life's purpose from a vibrational level. She also is a certified quantum life and energy coach. Mary works one-on-one with women to help them heal blocks around trust, confidence, self-love, and worth, so they can attract their soulmate and maintain secure and healthy relationships. When she's not coaching or healing, you may find her surfing or walking her dog, Emmy. Welcome to the show, Mary. It's so great to have you.
Thank you so much, Liz. I'm so happy to be here.
It's really fun to like kind of switch around. I was on your podcast, True Vibe. So if anybody hasn't listened to that, go over to True Vibe, her podcast, and check that out. It was really fun conversation, and I'm looking forward to our fun conversation today because of the way that you help women. So let's jump right in and talk about that. Describe what led you to what you're doing today. What has been your journey?
Oh, I love that. So where I'm at right now is I help women who are very much in their masculine energy. And as human beings, we all have masculine and feminine energy. Our masculine is the logical side, the doing, the going. And then the feminine is the surrender, trusting the process, intuition. So I work with women who are very much in their masculine. They're high achievers, they're independent, they know they can do it on their own. And we work together to shift into their feminine, to soften, to ask for help. And how I got here was through my own journey. I can be quite stubborn. And I'm Irish and Italian, and I'm a Libra. So I can be quite stubborn, but I'm really good at balancing. So I got here through my own journey because I got to a place where I really felt like, what is wrong with me? Am I good enough? I had a lot of family drama going on at the time. And if my family can't see who I am, how could anybody else see who I am or love me for me? So I was really looking on the outside of myself, and that led me deeper into my personal growth and really getting in tune with my spiritual side more and more. And that allowed me to, instead of searching on the outside, go inside and remove my stubbornness, because my stubbornness was saying, I do love myself. I am worthy. And I want you to know, maybe if you're listening to this and you're resonating with that, you do love yourself. You are worthy, whether you may believe it or you may not. At that point, I did, but I was being called and guided to go deeper, and I'm so glad I did. So through my own journey, I got to where I'm at right now, being able to help women do the same.
God, I love that, Mary, and I like how you describe it. I know I'm resonating with that because I was very much like in my masculine when I was younger. I was a go-getter. I was always doing, I was always busy. I even surrounded myself with a lot of guy friends.
Yes.
Had my choice female friends, but definitely surrounded myself with that male energy. Had my tomboy side, you know, was stubborn as well. So I'm really resonating. And I realized later in life, looking back, how, you know, the 80s where I grew up and the 90s following in my 20s, you know, I look back and I see how women really had to be in their masculine. I remember saying, yes. My listeners have heard me say this before, like there was a time when I was 18, 19 years old where I'm like, I'm never getting married. I'm never having kids. I'm never doing this. I'm never doing that, because I didn't want to give up my freedom. I saw how, you know, women were just like strapped to the home and the kids, you know, not realizing the choice, you know, that they made, of course. And I fully embraced that when I fell in love and got married in my late 20s and did the whole thing, you know, but, you know, there's that place of, you know, being in that masculine, like if we surrender to the feminine, then what is that going to look like for us?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
yes.
Being willful and trying to stay like in this. I remember, you know, just, you know, maintaining my masculine just to get everything done.
Yes.
You know? And looking back, seeing women, you know, when they were starting their careers, if they chose career before family or both, which was the usual case, they had to be in their masculine in order to make
yes.
it.
Yes. Absolutely. That is such a great point, Liz, because especially generations and generations and all how they've been shifting. And back then, and even me myself, where there were points where I had to be in my masculine energy if I wanted to get things done. And one of the things through doing this healing work, I look back and I realized too how much it was almost an unhealed masculine, because I was really trying to be in my masculine to protect myself and keep myself safe. But what was happening was it was actually attracting opportunities where I wasn't attracting safety, and I wasn't feeling connected with myself. And through the work that I do and I get to teach my clients, is we get to, it's so, our masculine is so important, because that is what is there to guide us, to move the needle forward, to take the action. And when I was able to get into a healthy masculine energy and a healthy feminine energy, I was able to be in a room full of men and not have to act like one of the boys because I was afraid of getting hit on. I was afraid of not being taken seriously. And I could get to this place where I can be in a room full of men and, you know, wear the makeup, have the hair, look, walk tall and speak slowly, and also exude that magnetic feminine energy. And of course, I would attract, of course, men are going to come up to me and hit on me, but I was so afraid for so long. But when you get to a healthy balance, you have a big thing, which I work with my clients, is boundaries, being able to communicate, being able to speak your truth. And that is what is so important for when we do need to lead with our masculine, or we do need to be grounded in our masculine, let that energy guide us, but we're leading with our feminine.
Oh, I love all of that. I want to circle back to a couple of things, but first let's get for our listeners a description of feminine versus masculine energy.
Yes. So our masculine energy is, I like to look at it as the logic. It's basically, okay, the reasoning, it's the thinking mind. The masculine energy is the taking action. The masculine energy is really being able to be in the strong presence and get things done, versus your feminine energy. And so to relate with people listening, you know, you might be in your masculine energy. We're fluctuating between both, but if you're anything similar to Liz and I, where we were really in our masculine, you might be the go-getter at work. You might have kids. You might be doing all the things, making the lunches, doing the laundry. And so versus our feminine energy, the feminine realizes she's in this place of being worthy as she is. She's not afraid to ask for help. Being in your feminine energy is being able to sit back and surrender and really being connected and guided with your intuition. So that leads more into the emotional side and tapping into your emotions as well and being in tune with them.
Oh, so good. And speaking of our emotions and being in tune with them, you were talking about boundaries and speaking your truth. I think these are very important things when we start stepping into our feminine, so we don't go out of balance, you know, and kind of slip into people pleasing and letting, yes, people walk all over us. So let's talk about creating that safety for ourselves with boundaries and speaking our truth, because I think that is really important for women.
Yes, please. Okay, so I'm going to say something that people might say, I don't know if I agree with that, or necessarily, because you did mention people pleasing, and I have been a people pleaser my whole life. And I blame it on, I'm the nice girl. But you can be a nice girl. It's actually deeper than that. What's behind the nice girl? The nice girl, she's wanting, I was wanting, you might be wanting everybody to like you. So she's willing to give everything she's got in order to be liked. And that was at least my deeper root. For you, the deeper root might be different. And a great way for you to unlock that is ask yourself, well, why am I the people pleaser? Am I seeking approval? Why am I the nice girl? So one of the things that I say is you don't need to lose being the nice girl. I love being a nice woman. I love when that my energy attracts people to come up to me and talk with me. But the nice woman and the empowered woman, they are best friends. Where say someone's coming up to you and talking with you and you're not feeling comfortable, that's where the boundaries are so important. And I'll give this example that happened to me yesterday. Actually, there was a man coming into my building, and one of the managers of the building asked me to help him in. So I'm helping him in, and right off the bat, his energy is just so rude, didn't even acknowledge me. And I'm being nice in the moment. And then he's getting on the elevator and he has a bunch of things and he goes, can you pass these over to the elevator? And I looked at him, I said, no. And then I walked away and I went back to my apartment. He just looked at me like, wait, what? Because in that moment, I was being nice. I was helping you. And I love to help people. And you might resonate with that too, if you're listening. And you might get that satisfaction, right? That's also from our masculine. The masculine loves to help and to give. And so for me in that moment, I realized, okay, one, when you're in your empowered feminine energy, also you aren't going to be treated then less than you deserve, especially by men. So I was able to set my boundaries and say no. And that's a big piece where an old version of Mary might have said, oh my God, you know, what is he going to think? He's going to think you're rude. Or an old version of Mary would have said, oh, just help him anyway. And then you never have to see him again. And it's so important to express your truth. So I love talking about boundaries. I love being able to help women set boundaries, because it took me a very, very long time to get there. It took my boundaries being crossed many, many times. And it still happens to me where in the moment, maybe I'm going. And then I realize, wait, this didn't sit right with me. And once I realize that, I go, oh, shit, I have to set a boundary, have to say something. But then it's once I let go of that, oh, shit, it comes from an empowered place of like, OK, let's grow. Let's do it for that little girl. Let's do it for that version of Mary who was walked on over so many times. So, yeah, boundaries is a must.
I like how you pointed out, too, that later you realized, because I think a lot of people who, you know, want to be nice and they're people pleasing, they don't realize, you know, when they're learning not to, when they're stepping into their boundaries, they're finding more empowered space. They're not realizing until later that their boundaries were crossed, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, there was that. Or, you know, yesterday I was having a conversation and then this morning it dawns on me, we're like, oh, that's what was going on. Right? It's like, missed opportunity if my brain had just made the connection in that moment. But sometimes it takes a while for us to process it. Can you talk a little bit about that journey from, you know, going from there to being empowered and that, you know, that middle space that we find ourselves in?
Yeah. So you're so right, Liz, where sometimes it does take a little bit to process it, especially when if you are more in your masculine energy and you are used to shoving your emotions down, shoving them down. Listen, y'all, I used to be so afraid of my emotions. Because I thought they were weakness. I would bite my tongue if I felt like I was going to cry. If I felt like a cry was coming on, I'd bite my tongue so I'd feel pain and I'd focus on the pain instead of the releasing the emotion. So we're talking, I was someone who was very much pushed my emotions down. And I think that is the big middle piece and the big middle ground, Liz, is really being able to, okay, unpack some of the emotions that we've stored in our body and really allow ourselves to feel them and express them, because what you push down on the opposite end. So if you're pushing down sadness, anger, then you are also blocking yourself from feeling the opposite end of feeling more love, more joy. So really that middle ground is, okay, let's unpack some of these emotions. And really, when I got to that place, I realized, oh, actually I was repressing too a lot of love and a lot of joy, because I notice myself doing this more and more when I'm out. If I see someone walking and I like something so much about them, past version of myself would have been too scared to say, oh my gosh, that dress looks amazing on you. You are glowing to strangers. And now I do that more and more because I'm not afraid, because it's part of my self-expression. So really that middle piece, I feel called to say, is to get connected with all sides of the emotions, the lower vibrational and the higher vibrational.
Nice. I love that you pointed it out too, because it does. If we suppress our emotions, we're not just suppressing those, we're suppressing all of them, right?
Yes.
I lost my train of thought for a second. I'll bring that back in a second. So I also want to bring up, like, speaking our truth, because you work with women in relationship, you know, and how to be in relationship in a more empowered way to, you know, have that balance between their feminine and masculine side. So can you give some examples possibly of, like, having our voice in relationship and what,
yes,
how do you work with your clients?
That's such a great question, because a lot of us, especially if you are suppressing your emotions and you're pushing them down, you're going to have a difficult time speaking up. Where that version of Mary, when I was in past relationships and I wasn't allowing myself to express and share, when something was bothering me, I would say, oh, it's not a big deal, Mary, get over this. And I was really, that was building up resentment towards my partner. That was building up, that was repelling them energetically away from me, and me realizing, why am I not as attracted to this person anymore? And it's because I wasn't saying, hey, this is actually bothering me because X, Y, and Z. So then let's take it to the practice of when we start to speak our truth. So then this is really big practice, and this is super important, because when I started to speak my truth with everyone, whether it was relationships, but especially family, I was getting a lot of negative backlash. Well, you, especially family, you shouldn't be feeling that way. Maybe if you're listening to this, I'm sending you love. If you have ever had someone say that to you, you shouldn't be feeling that way. You're too sensitive. And those moments is when we can either revert back to not speaking our truth and saying, you know what, this is important for me. This is important. This is going to, here's a tip here, is knowing your why. Why are you sharing this? Because even this, an example of this was this past weekend, I was having a conversation with my mom, and it was a pretty important conversation of something I don't normally share with her. And in the middle of the conversation, she changes the subject. And I said, Mom, I said, that's it. I didn't feel, I'm being vulnerable, and I feel a little upset that I'm sharing this with you and you changed the subject. And she immediately was kind of, well, I have ADHD, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Mom, it makes me feel like, I said, I'm bringing this up to your awareness right now, because if I don't, then I'm just never going to share vulnerable things with you again subconsciously. So if I don't speak this up with you, then it's important to have that in both of our awareness, because otherwise I'm going to store that and it's going to come out either way. And she was really open to that, which was beautiful. And then eventually you get to final piece. So holding your emotions in, not speaking your truth, practicing speaking your truth, and then you get to a place where you can confidently speak your truth, and really doing it from a feminine way. The feminine way is so important when communicating, especially with your partner, is, you know, so-and-so, when you did X, I felt it made me feel this way. And really, because you're putting it from a place of how you're feeling and you're not saying you did that was bad. So it is a practice. It's like growing a muscle.
That was a really powerful example. I just want to really highlight that, because so often all of our patterns and the way that we function in the world come from our parents. So when we make that relationship shift, you know, where we're able to speak to our parents and point out, hey, I can't be vulnerable with you, you know, if you're not going to listen or change the subject, that is so powerful. And then that empowers you.
Yes.
You know, to go out into your future relationships or current relationships and do the same thing.
Yes. And it was so healing, because in the moment there was a little bit of tension between my mom, between me, and I could feel some of the anger boiling up in the moment. And when you feel that, it's so important. Take a breath and realize, okay, this is an opportunity for growth. And so I stayed calm and I was able to communicate that to her. And we both, it not only was very healing for me, but also my mom, because I could sense some of her energy was, oh, wow, yeah, this makes sense. This is important. And you lead, if you're listening to this, I know you are very energetic, strong being. And oftentimes we have to go first. We have to lead by example, especially with family and maybe friends and our partners as well.
Yes, the most emotionally mature person in the relationship has the responsibility to take the high road, right?
Yes, we do. It's a big responsibility, but it is beautiful, because I just wish if we all, can you imagine, Liz, if everyone was a little bit more in tune, every single human on this planet was a little bit more in tune, just a dash of salt, dash of emotions, and a little bit more in tune with their emotions, we'd be in such a happier place. We'd be, the whole planet would shift.
Right. And if we have the gift to have partnership or relationship in our life where they're vibing around the same lines, when we're out of alignment and they're able, you know, to be vulnerable and share that with us, that's an opportunity for us to grow too. Right. So like, if everybody in relationship can be that way, we're just lifting each other up all the time, you know, in those relationships, and really, you know, allowing each other to show up in our highest and best selves, right? The best version of ourselves. It's a gift for everybody.
It is. It really is beautiful.
Awesome. So let's get into a little bit about surrendering and trusting ourselves to feel confident and safe in relationship. Let's get into your relationship coaching a little bit.
Yes. Ugh. Surrender and trust. So if you are trying to attract your soulmate partner, if you're in a relationship and you're trying to grow that relationship, it all starts from within. It always starts from within. So if you're in this place where you feel like you have a lot of responsibility, you feel like you are always going and taking the lead a lot, it is going to be so important to shift a little bit closer to that surrender. And that surrender is going to be coming in through asking for help. It's going to be connecting more with the present moment. I know past version of myself, it's summertime here in New Jersey and I teach yoga on the beach. And one of my yogis, she's been coming for 5 years, and she shared with me last week on the beach, she's an empath, big empath. She's, I can feel how much your energy has shifted because you're not always go, go, go. You are so much more present. And it's so true, because that version of Mary 5 years ago, I would always be thinking, what's next? Okay. And this and that. And maybe you're listening to this and you're an entrepreneur or business owner, or you have just have a lot of responsibilities. I'm in my head, I might have to do 10 things right now. Check these people in. What am I doing after? And so a big tip into surrendering is really letting go of those thoughts, practicing patience, practicing being grounded in the present moment. And so it starts within, because if you imagine if you are like that version of Mary, and maybe you resonate with her, how much more difficult is it going to be in a relationship? Because if you're having a conversation with someone and you're thinking about, okay, well, what am I going to cook them for dinner? Or what can I do to, and this is past version of me, Mary, what can I do to get them to like me more? And what, not only am I projecting my energy outward and trying to control, trying to get this person to like me even more, my energy is so far out that it's going to make being in that situation with that person and with that partner all over the place. So the more that you, so imagine you're going through your day to day like that, and you're bringing that back with your person, that is going to make it so much more complicated. So really trusting the process of surrender is big. I know you probably hear this over and over again, but getting deeper into the present moment and really letting go of those thoughts, really being showing up wholeheartedly, mind, body, spirit, with the person in front of you.
Awesome. I love that. And I love how you're bouncing between the two, because whatever way that we end up being is what we attract. Like you were saying in the beginning, you weren't attracting safety when, you know, you were leading with your masculine. So tell us a little bit about, you know, creating the safety for ourselves, attracting the safety in relationships. You know, what does the feminine version attract? What does the masculine version attract? And then what is that balanced person?
Yeah, attract? I love that. So safety, such a big piece, because if you aren't feeling safe with yourself, it's probably really hard to trust. It's probably difficult for you to be present. And so a big piece of feeling safe is starting to feel safe within yourself. And really where I like to start with my clients is focusing on what you do love about yourself. Focusing on what is going right in your life. Because if we're thinking, how do I be safe? I'm not safe. Oh my gosh. Then again, we're just going to attract opportunities not to feel safe. So also, where do you feel safe? Oddly enough, when I ask myself this question, it's my answer is when I'm surfing, which is like, it can be a dangerous sport, but I feel so connected in the ocean and on my surfboard. So one, where do you feel safe? And recognize that. Two, what do you love about yourself? And three, what is going right in your life? Because that is going to help you start to shift your mindset. And so when we are in our masculine energy, we again we're coming from this place of overgiving, this disempowered masculine energy where we're overgiving, especially as women. We, and I know my past version of myself, I'm like, oh, here, I'm available all hours of the day for you, especially if I liked a guy. And let me do as much as I can for you to like me. And I was doing that because I was out of touch with my feminine, because the feminine, your energy, she shows up as her authentic self. She is in her fullest expression. So really what I like to work on with my clients is when you're getting more in tune with your feminine energy is to really imagine yourself. How, you know, manifestation, they say, imagine how you're going to feel when you have the thing. Well, really get into that woman. That woman, how is she walking? How is she speaking? What is she wearing? Because I know for the longest time, and right, we're even looking on the outer. I know for the longest time, I love clothes. I love fashion since I was a kid. But I would never wear really clothes that showed my chest or my legs. Even though I love my legs, I wouldn't do it because I would attract attention and that made me uncomfortable. But that version of Mary didn't know how to practice feeling safe within herself. And so it's really this beautiful, when you awaken, you feel safe within yourself. So you can lead into that feminine energy of being in your fullest expression, of feeling pleasure and sensations of everyday life, of things that are happening around you. And you are really able to understand that, okay, if I trust myself. So if I'm in a situation where I need to set a boundary, I trust that. And that's why I'm so big on balance, because when I work with women, sometimes they come to me and they say, well, I've tried to step into my feminine energy. I take walks and I took a couple days off from work. And, or sometimes they go really into the extreme and then they're not getting anything done. And listen, like, yo, I have high goals and high dreams, and I know that I can be connected to them and imagine them, but we need that masculine energy to balance us out. So, the biggest piece too, which I'll, leave this is, really being in tune with that logic. Okay, what are the reasonable steps I need to take? And then also being in tune with that emotional side and your spiritual side. Okay, how am I feeling? Am I listening to my gut? Am I, even though I can't see what's on the other side, my intuition is saying go for it. So that's where we create this balance that not only impacts you, but your relationships and in all aspects of your life.
Thank you, Mary. I also like how you pointed out a few minutes ago how there was a discomfort in like not showing your chest and not showing your legs, and how you didn't feel safe, even though you loved fashion, like showing that. And I think so many young women go through that phase where, you know, they play small, they minimize themselves, they cover themselves up because, you know, they don't want to attract that attention. Right.
Yes. So true. And that resulted for me because I was so uncomfortable with my body, and I had an eating disorder from the time I was, I believe, 16 to the time I believe I was 26. So for 10 years, because there was a lot that I unpacked and healing in that. But one of the reasons why I was literally tormenting my beautiful body was because I was so uncomfortable with my body in general. So I love that you mentioned that, because one, our bodies are so powerful. We have all the answers within our body. And it's a beautiful place when you get to be comfortable with yourself on mind, you're thinking thoughts, right? You're telling yourself what you love about yourself. You're seeing what's going right. Heart, where you, and soul, where you are really growing that connection to who you are. And then body, you're able to bring all that together when you're out and about in the world.
Yeah. And it's so hard for women these days, you know, the last 10 years before, you know, when, you know, we had Twiggy in the 60s and 70s, and then in the 80s, you know, it got a little bit better, and it's gotten better over the years, but we're still struggling with it. Like, there's conversations going on about young girls and how like Instagram and TikTok is affecting, you know, the way that they look at themselves. I think that that's a really important conversation to have around body image and feelings about self and how we compare ourselves, you know, to the outside world and try to like reach this high standard that just doesn't exist.
Oh, this the comparison. I remember, right? So it's summer here in New Jersey. And I remember looking at other women in their bikinis and thinking like, okay, she's a little bit bigger than me, but she looks confident. And I think she looks good in her bathing suit. Like, why can't I be like that? And I'm covered up because I'm so scared to show my body. And when you get to this place of really full self-acceptance, and I mean, it's not about what you look like on the outside, it's going inside and really seeing who you are then that's when, that's how it shifts on the outside, where you feel so comfortable with yourself. It's funny, I had the thought the other day, because I get a lot of compliments on what I wear, and I thrift all my clothes. And I had this thought, I'm like, I could wear a freaking trash bag, walk my dog in this trash bag, and I would get compliments. Because it's not about what you're wearing, it's about how you are being, who, what vibrational frequency you are emitting out into the world. So I think I might have to test this out. Wear a trash bag and see what happens. But it just goes to show you, it really, again, it isn't about, it took me up until I was 20, I think 26, to learn how to do mascara and eyeshadow. So it's not about on the outside, it's always what's on the inside. But that's what makes you feel so strong when you're out and in the world, and you do, you're walking with your head up high, shoulders back, because you know that you're beautiful inside and outside.
Yes, when you feel comfortable with yourself and you have that confidence and you're able to not minimize yourself and you're shining bright. I was commenting before the show how I love your Instagram and following your content, because it's so bright and uplifting and cheerful, and it brings so much joy. Like, you're just such a bright light. You are just, you just light up everything. So you could totally wear a trash bag down the street, and your energy, your frequency would be so high. Everybody would be complimenting on, like, Jean-Paul Gaultier's new outfit that you have on.
They'd be like, I saw Mary wearing a trash bag, so I got a trash bag, and now I'm wearing
it. Yes. It's shining that self-confidence. I think that's really important to tap into that.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, young and old, because body image doesn't go away, right? It starts when we're young and it continues on, and later in life, you know, when we start aging, we start bumping into the same thing, along with ageism, and ageism for young people and older people too, especially women.
Oh yeah. Especially women. I mean, listen, guys, guys, ladies, our bodies were meant to, if you're a woman, our bodies were meant to birth a child. That still blows my mind. So it goes to show you how powerful we are, and our bodies are going to transform, and they are meant to transform in any phase of your life. And so that just goes to show you that we are always meant to transform, but also our bodies, if you think about the woman body, we are literally made to receive. We are literally made to create life. So I feel called to say, whoever's listening to this, if you're doubting yourself, if you're lacking a little bit of confidence, I've been there with you. But remember, you are so powerful. You can create life. Your body is meant to receive, to create. So just know that it is so normal to be comparing yourself, but you are so special, and your body and heart and who you are and the thoughts that you think and the energy you give off is so special.
Yes. We're not what society expects us to be. We're beautiful goddesses, young and old.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, so let's talk about our lives guided by our feminine.
Yes. So when your lives, I love that, because that just transitions from exactly what I was saying, is how we are meant to receive. When we are, and even if you're a male listening to this too, being able to switch into your feminine is so important, because that's allowing yourself to receive. That's allowing yourself to ask for help. That's allowing yourself to sit back and know that because you walked into a room, you are worthy. Your energy, your presence is going to be adding something so special. So when you're leading your life through your feminine energy, it feels really good to receive help. It feels really good to receive support. And when I was saying it feels really good to receive help, my whole body just shook, because it took me back to a past version of Mary, where if you told me, oh, it feels good to receive help, I would have been like, yeah, I know, but I got this. And listen, I know if you're listening to this, I know you have this. I know you are so strong. But you probably love helping other people as well. So think about when you help other people, how good that feels. So allowing someone else to give that to you. So leading with your feminine energy is going to be knowing that you can receive, knowing that you were literally born to receive the abundance, to be in your purpose, to live your authentic life. And a big piece also with what I see with my clients is their intuition heightens. They open up their spiritual gifts. They are more in tune with energy, with really what is going on in their lives. And they realize, okay, the more that I actually step into my feminine energy, which we talked about too, is the surrender, the trusting the process, you realize that you actually manifest things so quickly. An example of this I'll share. It was literally this past weekend. I was getting breakfast with a good friend, and I was saying how and this friend, he's like a mentor to me, so he's a lot older, and I was saying how it would be so nice just to have some more friends who liked similar things as me, who are around the same age, who have that growth mindset. And literally the next day, this girl that I met surfing a couple days ago, and we exchanged Instagram. We went out that night and we got pizza, and her friend who she knows was there, and we're hanging out. We realized we're all entrepreneurs. We're all around the same age. We all love surfing. We're talking about all our surf trips we've been on. And that is when you're embodying your feminine energy, because things will happen quickly, but it's being able to surrender. It's not being able to control. And being that controlling piece, well, I might be forcing myself to really go find the people, but I know and I trust that's the feminine energy. I always trust that I'm in the right place at the right time. So leading with your feminine energy is really this magical journey. I'll leave it at that.
I love that beautiful example about how you ended up just running into somebody and having a conversation and exchanging Instagram, and then you're out and you're in a flow and you're following your intuition, and then one thing leads to another. You're all entrepreneurs. I love that. I love the magical side of life like that. If you just kind of surrender to your intuition, and that feminine very much is surrendering to your intuition and being in that flow, right?
Yes, and this piece just came to me again right now. I forgot this was literally that day I had Reiki with my Reiki practitioner, and in the Reiki session, and I told her this is what I'm manifesting, friends. And I'm 29 for people listening, so I mean, trying to manifest good quality friends at any age, you gotta trust it and be patient. And so I just tell my Reiki practitioner this. And during the Reiki session, after I shared this with her, I felt in my crown chakra, the top of my head, release this fear of, oh my God, if I'm around new friends, because I'm always up leveling and growing myself. I'm this new being, and I'm still kind of getting used to this even more empowered version of Mary. How is she going to act around new friends? What if they don't like me? And I felt this fear release, because it was almost as if, again, I'm trying to control. Well, what if they don't like me? How should I act? And so when you're able to really let go, that's when, like, boom, I mean, I let go of that fear of, again, having more friends in my life, having more connections. This is an opportunity to be more of myself.
Oh, I love that example so much, because at any age we experience that, as we age, and we might be growing a family, or we might be entering empty nest, or we might move, and we have all these different circumstances in life where our life changes, or we up level and then we end up hanging out with a new group of friends. And like, that is, a fear that everybody experiences throughout their entire life, from one phase to the next. Like, I'm entering this new transition in my life. What does that look like? And who am I going to pull in my friend group? And, you know, who am I going to attract in this phase? And, you know, that self-discovery around that, I'm really glad you pointed that out, because that's something that goes all through life. I've heard it from many women at many different ages, including myself, my clients, my mom.
Yeah, it really is, because no matter our, as humans, we are born to want connection. And another piece of that story too was when we just got, so when she, my new friend, yay, my new friend, I love saying that, when my new friend was said, oh, do you want to go get pizza and grab a beer? We just got done surfing, and we surfed pretty late. It was 9 o'clock when we got out of the ocean, and I'm an early to bed kind of girl, and I'm looking at the time, and I said, oh, in my head, it's kind of past my bedtime. Then I thought, Mary, you know, because I'm so comfortable being alone at the same time. And I could have said, oh, next time. And I took a moment, I took a pause, and I said, Mary, you really like these people. You know, you can maybe sleep in or go to bed early tomorrow. This is actually going to require you to get out of your comfort zone. So that also is the masculine energy, is getting outside of the comfort zone, is taking that action. So saying yes, and then showing up in your feminine and being your full self-expression.
Oh, that's great. I love that you said that, like stepping out of our comfort zone, because we need to do that in all relationships, right? Personal relationships, love relationships, all of it.
Yes. Yeah. Especially in love relationships, because I know if you are resonating with me, and maybe it's easy for you to be alone, you're comfortable being alone, and being able to get outside of your comfort zone actually is going to require you to really put yourself in places where there are people and you can go up and have a conversation. And so getting outside that comfort zone is really a big piece.
And that's just kind of a testament to having that confidence when you're putting yourself out there.
Yes. Yes. I love that, because when you, and so I feel called with confidence. I feel called to share a tip, because I get asked that a lot. How do I become more confident? How do I grow confident? I say grow your confidence muscle. And one of the things that I share that people sometimes look at me like I'm crazy is I'll say, go one, try something new that you're not going to be good at, because confidence is not about being good at something. Confidence is about being willing to try, to maybe not do it right, to learn, to grow. So go do something that you are not good at. So for my example, so years ago in a meditation, what came to me was rollerblading, and I'm not good at rollerblading at all. And I'm a very athletic person, so I figure, okay, whatever. So I got this download in meditation. Literally 10 minutes later, I see this girl rollerblading on the boardwalk. So I go, okay, let me look on Facebook Marketplace. There's rollerblades for sale a mile away, my size. So I buy these rollerblades and I put them on. And I'm the kind of like, just learn as you go. I'm like, oh, I probably should watch a YouTube video. Now I'll figure it out. Right? This is how you grow your confidence, because you just do. You just be yourself in the moment. So I'm on these rollerblades. I don't know how to stop. But I'm just going. And now when I put on my rollerblades, I've gotten, over the past couple of years, I've gotten the rollerblades down. But when I do them, I say, how can I show up even more as my authentic self? So when I'm out rollerblading, I go into another world. I put my music on. I sing as I'm rollerblading on the Jersey Shore on the boardwalk. And listen, I won't say I'm not good at singing, because who's to say, again, who's to say if you're good or not? But can I hit some of these high notes? Maybe not, but I don't care. I'm having so much fun singing, opening the throat chakra. I'm dancing. I'm moving my arms as I'm rollerblading. Am I the best dancer? Again, who's to say what's good or not good at dancing? So for confidence, let me roll this back here. for confidence, what is something that maybe you're listening to this that you've been wanting to try, but you know you're not going to be the best at and you don't want to fail? So go do something that you're not good at, because again, it's not about being good at something. It's about being yourself as you are doing that thing.
I love that. And you sounded like you were so in alignment with your energy. Just allowing yourself to just have fun and do it.
I was. That's why I was like, wait, where am I going with this again? Let's anchor it back in. No, those rollerblades put me in another world.
That's awesome. So I want to finish with one last question, because we have been talking about, you know, being in relationship and how we can be stronger in relationships, surrender, trusting ourselves, feeling confident. And you said something earlier in the conversation that I kind of want to circle back to here in my notes early on about the logical side. So I want to bring in like that logical side and the emotional side that you work with.
Yes. Love this. Thank you. So when you are looking for a partner, attracting love, or again, if you're in relationships, but let's focus if you're attracting love. And so the logical side, that attracting love is both. So the logical side is so important, because that is your values. That is what is going to actually align with your life. Maybe you don't want someone who is working 12-hour shifts all day, because quality time is very important to you. So logical side is so important to know your values of what it is that you want, and also to know your standards. So knowing your standards, a great way to look into this, and I mentioned one of it already, is the 5 love languages. So quality time, acts of service, gifts, physical touch, and words of affirmation. So what is your standards, especially with those 5 love languages? And because that is so important to know, because it kind of coincides with the emotional side, to make sure you're getting your needs met. So logically, when you're going into a relationship, knowing your standards, knowing your values of what it is that you want in a partner. Do you want someone who's giving? Because maybe you're one of your love languages is gifts. So you want someone who's giving. Maybe one of your love languages is quality time. So you might want someone who is going to be outdoorsy and adventurous. And then what is so important in the emotional side is being able to really be in tune with how you want to feel. How, when you are out with your partner and in the world and whatever it is that you're doing, how are you going to be feeling? A big piece, I snuck in a little hint. So one of mine is the adventurous side. So quality time is a big piece for me. So when I'm with my partner, I want to feel that adventure. I want to feel that thrill. And also, it is so important to not only know, okay, how are they making you feel, but how are you feeling with yourself? Are you feeling safe? Are you feeling loved? And a really big thing that I want to share here is we have to have these two. So many times I hear, well, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and this person is making me feel so good, and I've never felt this way before. But then they list the logical side, aka the red flags. And we wonder why we ignore the red flags, because we're not connecting the two. And so part of this, I'm gonna give you guys a little leeway here. Part of this actually isn't our fault. because our brain shuts down certain parts when we are out and when we are dating. So our brain shuts down what is known as the judge. So more of the logical side. So people who wear their heart on their sleeves, I've never felt this way. But then they know deep down, well, what this doesn't really aligning, something feels missing, is because part of our brain is shut down. So we're leaning more into the emotional side, which is why making sure that you are filling up your cup, that self-love first, because a lot of people who say they wear their heart on the sleeves, they've never felt this with a person ever. Yeah, because you haven't given it to yourself. It's because when you give it to yourself, then you know, okay, cool, I'm getting it from this person, this part, potential partner, but also the logical side, it's not adding up. So that is why I get so passionate about this. Both sides are so important. So you know what to look for, you know what you need, and then you give yourself those feelings because that's how you're feeling. And then you also know how you want to feel. So that's the logic balanced out with the emotional side.
Oh, I love all of that. And it's so funny. It's so true. That insidious, instinctual, we must create. Comes online, and when you start having those loving feelings, all logic flies out the window.
Yeah,
and I love that you talk about that, and I love that you pointed out how you want that because you want to give that to yourself. Those are things that you need to be giving to yourself. That's gold right there, right? It all comes back to self-discovery, like you were pointing out, like looking at the different things, your values, what do you want in a partner? And then don't ignore those red flags. Go for the one. Go for the
yes, because and even if you do, so about 6 months to a year, that part of your brain turns back on. And so that's why you find out, okay, most couples either you either start complaining a lot about your partner. And that's when you get into this evaluation process. Okay, well, am I going to further this or am I going to let this go? But eventually it turns on. So yeah, don't ignore those red flags.
Isn't that, and I'm glad you pointed that out too. Like this isn't because nobody talks about that, right?
No.
How that part of the brain is shut off, how 6 months to a year later, it's turned back on again. So we can logically look at the relationship and come out of the, you know, hormones around the relationship.
Yes.
That's so true because everybody ends up, you know, in these little mini marriages and they're assessing them about 6, 9, or 12 months later. And at 12 months, they're like, okay, I'm good. You know, this relationship has run its course. It's time, you know, time to move on.
Yes. Last thing I'll share about that is that's why, again, being in your feminine energy is so important because patience, trusting the process, because the masculine energy is going, the doing. And so women who, oh my gosh, I see this man, I like him, you know, quick, like the relationship, marriage. And that is when women specifically, because speaking to specifically women, and if you're a male listening to this, you might go, okay, this makes sense. But our bodies are literally hardwired to do all sorts of crazy things when we see a man or a woman, whatever's your preference. When we see someone we like, our bodies are wired to do all kinds of crazy things. So that's why we feel this deep emotional side. But you're, after listening to this, you're going to be balanced, right? You're going to be in this balanced place where you're trusting the process and you're looking also, does this align? So yeah, that was the last thing I felt called to share.
100%, because we don't even really get to see the real person until a year.
Yes.
Or a few months after. And it's because of, I'm going to say it's because of sex brain.
Yes. Yes.
Those love hormones.
Say it, please.
Right?
Say it, please, because that's a whole other science lesson of what it's doing for men, what it's doing for women.
Yes.
But for sure, the sooner you have sex for a woman, it's going to make you like that person so much more. And if you're a man, the sooner you have sex, it actually makes you like them less, because the men need to build that emotional connection. They need to have that, but it's in their innate nature. Oh, I see this. I like it. And us women, if you're not in your empowered place, you're like, oh my gosh, let me just have sex for the sake of being with someone. But when you're in your feminine, you realize that you are a temple, your body, your energy, your everything, because it is a spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. And it's so much different for men than women, right? Yeah. Men can get into the conquering and they're all good after they've conquered, you know, they don't before they have that emotional connection, and vice versa for the women. So I'm glad that you pointed that out too. There is so much that goes beyond, you know, just the basics. It's so much where we're governed by our hormones and our chemistry and how Mother Gaia has created us to be these instinctual
yes.
So to populate the planets, right? It's all involved.
Oh yeah. Mother Gaia had a big place with that. But and that's why, again, this is the Libra in me. I'm such, we're the scale. That's why the balance is so important, because from a bodily function side, we're doing all these crazy things, but then you have this practice of really being comfortable with yourself and really understanding yourself, so you're able to really assess, is this person worthy of you? And are you allowing yourself to show up as your highest self for this person?
Oh, I love that. And that is so important. Yeah, I'm even getting one of those little earrings right now. Like the universe is like, yes, 100%. Try that, rewind, and listen to that again. Gosh, I can't believe it. We're already, you know, at the end of our hour. This has been a great conversation, Mary. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. I do ask my final question. What is a gem of wisdom that you would like to share with our audience as we wrap things up today?
Ooh, a gem of wisdom. Let me just tune in. So I'm feeling a lot of energy in my throat chakra. So I'll go with the theme of speaking your truth. On this episode, we talked a lot about boundaries, and boundaries are a practice, and speaking your truth is a practice. So what are you holding back? What is it that is on your heart and your throat and your voice is waiting for you to share out into the world? Right. I shared how I sing all crazy when I'm rollerblading and I'm expressing my throat chakra. So where can you activate that throat chakra a little bit? So I guess the wisdom in that is a whole other level of staying true to yourself and activating your self-expression.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. That's so important, especially for women. Yeah. Thank you so much. That was an amazing jewel. Thank you. So share with our guests before we wrap things up. You have a free quiz available that's going to be down in the show notes. So tell us a little bit about that and how people can find you and work with you.
Yes. So I have a free quiz, which is, are you leading in your masculine energy or your feminine energy? I love this quiz. I will go back and do it myself, because in seasons of our life, we are interchanging and we are intertwining. So sometimes I might really be in my masculine energy, especially right now in my business, I'm in launch mode. So that is more of the masculine. So it's a reminder for me to, shift more into my feminine. So this quiz is going to let you know if you're more in your masculine or in your feminine, and list out all the benefits, because there are benefits to being in your masculine and your feminine. And then it's going to list all of the ways where you can create more of a balance, where you can lean into the other side. So definitely check out that quiz and connect with me on Instagram. So if you really enjoyed this episode, send me a message on Instagram what your biggest takeaway was. I would love to connect with you there. And My Instagram is MaryMC4. And yeah, thank you so much, Liz. This was so fun.
So fun to have you on. This has been a great hour. I know our listeners are just going to eat it up, going to love it. And check her out, True Vibe Podcast, and on Instagram at MaryMC4, and then your website, truevibewellness.com. And the link for the quiz will be down below, and for Instagram and your website as well. Thank you, Mary, so much for joining me on Raise the Vibe with us. It's been so great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Liz. And thank you, everybody listening.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, I'm Liz Peterson, and this is Raise the Vibe with Liz. And you can find me at raisethevibewithliz.com. Remember to get out there and raise the vibe, everybody. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's show on Raise the Vibe with Liz. If you like this content and want to support me, please go to Patreon at Raise the Vibe with Liz or click the link in the description of this show. And remember, change starts with you. So get out there and raise the vibe. Thank you, everyone.